Good morning. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 30 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
You ready to get in that headspace?
Yeah.
Because it comes every year, and I'm not talking about Christmas. It's what happens after Christmas, after the New Year's. It's time to start thinking about our taxes.
And we are so fortunate to have right here in our community VITA, which stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And we have two guys that not only love this program, they love taxes, and that's a good thing for all of us. We have Bill Perry and Frank Myers joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Bill, let's get right to it. You guys are back once again.
Yes.
The team is together, and yes, you're ready to start preparing our taxes, the 2020 taxes.
Yes.
Starting January 25th?
January the 25th.
All right. That's next week.
When we open to the public.
And let's talk about when you open to the public, because this year you have a brand new location.
Yes, it's at Pathways Community Center on 546 South Cherry Road. Go in Gate A, and we're in Suite N, and we're there from 8:30 to 4 o'clock. And we'll prepare returns up to 3 o'clock. We don't start returns after 3 due to closing up.
Yeah. That's wise. That's really wise. But this year does look a little different. Of course, yes, COVID-19 has changed how you do things. Tell us what's different this year compared to last year. Would you like to do that for us, Frank?
This year, all of our returns will be virtual. The taxpayer will not be sitting with their preparer when he does the return. The taxpayer will come in and we'll give him a packet of forms that we need filled out. He can either, if there's room, sit down and prepare them there, because we're going to limit the number of people in the building, probably to less than 10.
Okay. And everyone wear a mask?
Yeah.
Masks are required by city ordinance and also by our self-preservation. And they can take it out to their car and fill it out, or they can take it home and fill it out and bring it back. When they finish filling it out, a volunteer will go through all the documents with them to make sure everything that they need is there. And then we will forward it to a preparer. The preparer will prepare the return. It will be quality reviewed by another person. And at that point, we will notify the taxpayer to come back, and we will review the return with them, and they will sign the authorization for us to file the return.
So in a non-COVID year, all that would have taken place with the taxpayer face-to-face sitting right there. All right. Well, we certainly understand. Again, 2020's taught us several things, bobbing and weaving and virtual. So that certainly is understandable there. Bill and Frank, either one, you can jump in with this. This program is available to who when we talk about VITA?
This is available to the community, and of course, it's a nationwide program also. Millions of returns are done each year by volunteers. These are certified volunteers for the IRS also, and we go through our testing, and we have to have a certain score to prepare returns.
So you do this voluntarily?
Yes, it's all volunteer.
No. Wow, that just blows my mind, because I don't know if I could do it if I was paid to do it. But I'm so thankful that you are here and you enjoy it and you're great at it. One thing that really shines through is every detail is, you know, what is it, measure twice, cut once. I mean, you guys are crossing your T's and dotting your I's to ensure accuracy. Mm-hmm. For all of us.
Well, that's the name of the game when you're in the tax business.
Oh, yeah.
Frank, what's new this year? What message do you want to make sure that taxpayers know what they need to be responsible for?
Well, the most important thing is we need their photo ID, Social Security cards. Copies of them are fine, but income statements, W-2s, 1099s, child care expenses. And this year it is very important for a couple of reasons that they bring a copy of their 2019 return, because there's if there's a difference between the 2019 and 2020, it could affect their stimulus payment, because you can pick whichever year was better for you. There was limits on the income with the stimulus payments. So if you – which a lot of people happened, you know, their income went way down in 2020. They might qualify for more money in a stimulus payment. And also, they just announced with the December changes that they're doing a what they call a 2019 look back for earned income tax credits and additional child tax credits, which are based on income. So if your 2020 income was way down, you might get more credits. But if we don't have your 2019 return, we won't know.
So, again, of all the items you listed, of course, you want to bring those, but definitely your 2019 returns.
More important than ever.
Okay, perfect. We're speaking with the volunteers from VITA, which stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. This is a free program for people, for residents that qualify for this. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
We signed a contract with the IRS that we will not accept payment.
Wow. What about stimulus checks? I know there's some I've heard some talk that if you did not receive a stimulus check, perhaps you still could receive something in terms of maybe a credit on your taxes?
Yes, you can get a actual – that is a process that we go through in preparing a return, and also the information sheet that's in the package. The individual will tell us their marital status or their filing status and all pertinent information about their dependents. But yes, the IRS has put out several different statements, which I read one last night, saying that if you hadn't received your stimulus by January the 15th, then you will not receive it. But I don't know. They changed so many things because they found the fact that these preparers, major preparers, were using a bank account for the individuals because they wanted their fee out first. This is paid preparers that I'm talking about. So they've got to correct that. The IRS and the actual preparers have got to correct that. So right now we don't know, but we do know this. If you haven't received your stimulus, then you will get it as a refund on your if you're entitled to it.
And the stimulus checks do not have to be counted as income.
They're not taxable income.
They are not taxable income. Very good.
Well, thank goodness we have folks like Bill Perry and Frank Myers with VITA to help us all navigate, which is a very confusing tax season normally. In the last 2 years, it seems like it has been a heightened, confusing tax season. Yes. Bill, at the end of the day, you do this for free. You volunteer your time. Why? What enjoyment do you get out of this? What does it for you?
I had all this knowledge. I was an auditor with the South Carolina Department of Revenue for 38 years. And I assisted with the VITA program during the time that I was working. And it's the fact I don't want to get rid of this knowledge. So why not help the community? How about helping the ones that need help with preparing their tax returns?
Oh, gosh.
And thank
I know
you.
Frank, too, as well, at the calling. And so blessed that you all have the knowledge and you train and you go and get certified to answer a lot of these questions for us. Make sure we give everyone all the information. It's VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, January the 25th through April the 14th, a brand new location. They're going to operate out of the Pathways Community Center. Previously, they would do so at City Hall, sometimes at York Tech and other locations. But now one central location, the Pathways Community Center, right there at 546 South Cherry Road, Suite N, N as in Nancy, in Rock Hill. They're open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And reach out to them on social media, give them a call to ask more if you have very specific questions. But Bill and Frank, thank you guys so much, and happy tax season. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.